first since early spring, the United States and the rest of the world has been dealing with the outbreak of the deadly novel coronavirus. In the early months of the pandemic, President Trump downplayed the severity of COVID-19. He argued that once the summer months settled in, the heat would kill the virus and it would disappear, and he compared the disease to the annual cold and flu season. But recordings released yesterday of an interview between the president and veteran journalist Bob Woodward reveal that Trump knew how dangerous the virus was as early as February.
It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. You know, people don't realize we lose 25,000, 30,000 people a year here. Who would ever think that, right?
I know.
It's pretty amazing. And then I say, well, is that the same thing? This is more deadly. This is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff.
Since the recordings were made public, people have criticized the president for not doing more earlier to stop or slow the spread of the virus, which so far has killed roughly 190,000 people in the United States. Lily Gorin is a professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. She's the author of multiple books on political science, including as co-author Mad Men in Politics, Nostalgia, and the Remaking of Modern America. Lily, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Well, what was your reaction to this news yesterday? Not just news, but the tape of the president talking about the deadliness of this virus, as we heard, while publicly downplaying it.
Well, I guess I was surprised when I first read about this in the Woodward book yesterday, that not only did the president sort of articulate an understanding of the deadliness of the disease, but also the way that it was transmitted. I didn't even understand at the time, I think, how much the aerosol transmission was the most problematic part of the transmission of COVID-19. So I think I was surprised not only that he had been briefed this extensively, but he, you know, again, he sort of understood it and reiterated that in the questioning from Bob Woodward.
And the discrepancy between what he's saying there in this one-on-one interview with what he said in the public, we don't really have a lot of compare and contrast here. We haven't had a disease like this in over 100 years. But what do you make of that that discrepancy between what he's saying there and the message he was sending the public at the time and since?
And I guess, you know, this is where we often turn to our political leaders to, you know, sort of give us information and provide leadership for what we, the public, should do. And the fact that he understood this, but then was giving sort of contradictory information to the public, I think is problematic, in part because, again, this is about the spread of the disease and how to protect against it. And you know, in the early days of the disease, many of us didn't know how it worked. And so it would have been better to have a president who, you know, was explaining this is how it moves. This is, you know, what we understand about it. You know, when diseases are new or less clearly understood, it's a time when, you know, sort of people also get panicked. And I can also remember this from like the AIDS crisis in the 80s. You didn't always have initially clarity on how that was moving through populations and how it was transmitted. But it seemed that the president did know how this was being transmitted, but didn't necessarily share all of that information with the public.
I want to give a listen to another piece of that recorded interview. Bob Woodward here talking to the president, and the president saying he wanted to downplay the virus. This is on March 19th.
Give me a moment of talking to somebody, going through this with Fauci or somebody who kind of it caused a pivot in your mind, because it's clear just from what's on the public record that you went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you,
sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes,
because I don't want to create a panic.
And that's what the president has pointed to, his defenders have pointed to in the last day that he was playing it down to not create a panic. What do you think of that argument?
Well, I mean, I understand not wanting to create a panic, but at the same time, we have a deadly disease that is making its way through the population. And oftentimes, the more information that the people have so as to protect ourselves against it, the better. And that also seems to be in conflict with some of the policies that the president then went on to advocate in terms of like reopening businesses and schools and so forth.
We're talking to political scientist Lily Gorin from Carroll University in Waukesha about the president's recorded comments, released a new book from Bob Woodward. Lily, when it comes to political response to this, whether it's going to affect, say, the presidential race, a lot of big news has been happening over the last year, and not much of it seems to move the polls a lot. Do you see this being any different?
I'm not sure I would see this as being any different, in part because we're 6 months into the coronavirus, and while this is kind of a sort of notable information about the early days of the coronavirus, we still have 190,000 Americans who have passed away from COVID-19. And as my colleagues in political science have noted, the polls have been remarkably steady, not only in the last 6 months, but during the entirety of Donald Trump's administration.
And we can't rewind history and see what might have been different. But critics of the president are saying if he had conveyed some of the sense of urgency to the public that he shared in that interview, people might have taken social distancing or mask wearing more seriously. Is there a case you expect to be made from Democrats in particular that this was a life or death mistake?
I'm sure that the campaigns will be making that argument, in part because they've been making the argument with regard to the president and the administration's, to some degree, mishandling of the COVID crisis in general. So this just continues to contribute to that overall argument that's being made not only by the Biden campaign, but by campaigns sort of for other offices as well, with regard to the president's handling of COVID-19. And again, given the polling on this, the general consensus is that the president has not handled the COVID-19 that well. And so Democrats see this as an opening in general, and obviously with this new information in particular, to continue to make that point.
Lily, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Lily Gorin is a professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. She's the author of multiple books on political science, including Mad Men in Politics, Nostalgia, and the Remaking of Modern America. She joined us today to talk about the revelations about President Trump's knowledge about the severity and risk associated with the COVID-19 outbreak and what this could mean for his first term and his reelection bid.